Kanana is the debut record from NAR Melbourne's Bumpy. Translates to Land Where the Sun Sets in Noongar. Kanana is testament to an important chapter in Bumpy's personal life, one which saw the artist return home to connect with family and country. It is a beautiful album. It is our feature album this week on 2SER, and it is my absolute pleasure to say welcome once again to 2SER Breakfast, the one, the only Bumpy. Hey, how are you going?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, and it is just such a honour and pleasure to be able to list Kanana as the feature album this week on 2SER.
Oh my gosh, it is my absolute honour. Thank you so much for your support. It's been a long time coming, this album, so I really, really appreciate all the love.
Yeah, and there is a lot of love on this album. It's very much indebted to your culture and family. And, of course, the important language work of your late Nan Rose Whitehurst, who's also your namesake, who features very heavily on the record.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, the kind of undoing of this album, it really started on wanting to recommit to my language journey and make sure that I really jump in. And I worked with the Australian Art Orchestra and the Melbourne Jazz Festival to do a commission as their First Nations artist in residence to, yeah, have the space and time to go back to country and connect with people that worked with her and kind of get more resources, talk to my family about, okay, where are we on our language journey and how do we kind of take it that next step further, and really understanding that cultural responsibility, because so much is lost with each generation. So going, you know, if I don't start now, what will happen?
Yeah, and definitely was sort of one of my favourites from the album, an album that's full of favourites for me, is Nan's the Word. Can you tell us a bit about that track and what it means to you?
Yeah, me and my brother Ben, who plays in the drums, and Mick, who plays guitar, we wrote this song together, and we really just wanted to write one that kind of spoke about the power of Nan and the power of our aunties and our staunch women, you know, just talking about, you know, she really paved the way for all of us to have a better future. And her story is just amazing. Like, I've watched my mom and my nans and my auntie kind of create organizations from the ground up as a kid, finding spaces where, you know, support was needed for community, and they just built it themselves. So these organizations still exist today, and they're still working as much as they should be retired now, but they won't stop. And I just wanted to write a song that celebrates them and really, you know, speaks to their work ethic and how much they look after us. So, you know, I wanted to be like, Nan's the Word, Nan's the Gospel, and so we've got to get some horns in, we've got to build up this big gospel choir and really empower that message.
Oh, it's beautiful. Always a family affair. You're there talking about your brother who's in the band with you. Other family members featuring as part of this album?
Yeah, that's right. I've got my other big brother, Dan, and my younger sis, Emmy, who also actually sing in the track Mamba Court. Specifically, there's a breakdown moment, and it's them singing in language, kind of this big sea song moment. They're also in the choir, and it was just so special not only to have them kind of in my work setting or my music setting, but also just to sing language together for the first time, and how much that meant to us. So, yeah, it feels really powerful that music could kind of assist in all of these special moments.
Yeah, you refer there to the Bumpy Choir. How many people are in the Bumpy Choir that you've assembled for this album, Kanana?
We have 14 people.
14 people.
It was so much fun. We were just kind of like, okay, we've got some songs, they need a choir. Where do we find a choir? Okay, we just got to make one. So we wrote and arranged all these parts. And honestly, I think my favorite part was conducting the choir.
Yeah.
It felt so powerful doing all the hand signals. And it was just the most beautiful day. I felt really lucky to have another Noongar artist, beautiful, incredible Emma Donovan in there with me. Emma Vollard as well, Natita Atkinson, Isabel Caldwell, like all these beautiful creative collaborators and close friends kind of all jumped in, and, you know, we had the big feed and just had a big sing all day. It was really special.
That's really great, because obviously your siblings on there, love to hear them on there. Love Emma Vollard here at 2SER has been a feature album artist like you are now. Natita there with their work with Don't Thank Me, Spank Me. And I guess Emma Donovan is sort of someone who's a big influence of yours. You've sort of listed Emma Donovan and the Putbacks as being one of your favourite artists, the creators of some of your favourite records.
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially when I first moved to Nam over a decade ago now, she was there, right there, doing amazing, like groundbreaking new soul and groove and funk and bringing forward, black stories. And I had never seen that kind of cross before, and that kind of, the Putbacks and MD, such an incredible collab. And I just got hooked straight away, and how could you not on that powerful voice? So it's been really special to, get to know Em and have this beautiful like sisterhood and working relationship, and ultimately we're all here to support each other and jump on each other's projects when we can. So yeah, I felt really honored that she come along and bring her bubs, bring her babies as well. So it was a really fun day.
That is awesome. And so amazing for you. You've been sort of releasing music since 2020, and now finally the debut album. It must be so exciting for you.
It is. Yeah, I can't believe it. Honestly, I think especially this body of work, I had my fingers in every pie with this. I wanted to be all over the visual world, all over production and recording, and just understand the artistry from the full perspective, deep dive into this album. And so I feel really proud, over the past 4 and 5 years to kind of navigate all that space, and also just prioritize community collaboration and be like, well, if the industry not going to change, then like it has to start with what you do in your own project. So I really like ha had to hold myself to that level, and I feel really proud now that it's out to see, how it's being received.
Yeah, very appropriate that you have your finger in so many pies as part of the making of this album, all of the creative aspects of it. So appropriate that you've been able to keep the voice and the work of your nan alive through this album. You've stated that Indigenous people, often their stories are misinterpreted or told without them, and you wanted to ensure the safety of the stories as part of this album. It's so great that through all of this work you've been able to do so.
Yeah, I feel really lucky to have that opportunity to do that. And all of these incredible collaborators that I've worked with have ensured that that is kind of at the very beginning of all of the work. So as much as they push back or we throw ideas around, that's all been really clear, and it's been really intentional. And this whole album is a big narrative, start to finish, and that had to be at the core of the project, and it feels like, yeah, that was really respected the whole way through.
It is a beautiful album, Kanana by Bumpy, your feature album this week on 2SER. Bumpy, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait for you to come and do some shows in Sydney. Please drop by the 2SER studios when that happens. Before I let you go, though, you're still doing your radio show with your sister there at Triple R in Melbourne?
I am, yes. Every Sunday, 4 to 6, we have a show called Pebbles. It's so much fun. We're always, two sisters in the studio. We're like, who let us in here? But it's such a beautiful other way to, play in the industry and, just share all the music that we're listening
to.
I love
it. You got any tips for any budding radio presenters like me?
You're the pro. I need the hot tips from you.
I don't know about you. This is why you're a return guest to this show. Modesty will get you everywhere at 2SER Breakfast. Bumpy, love your work. Love the new album, Kanana. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.